today we're going to learn Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we're discussing how a mountain cannot become Asrbana, cannot be an Avodah Zarah, because Eloheim Eloharim Velo Aharim Eloheim. But we don't make such a similar drasha when it comes to trees. We don't say Tachas Kaleitz Ra'anan, but Velo Eitz Eloheim, right? Because trees can, in fact, be Asrbana, and that's why the Torah tells us we have to burn Asherah trees. So Elatachas Kaleitz Ra'anan Lamalisa, what do I take a darshan from the pasuk Tachas Kaleitz Ra'anan? Hahu luchat Rabbi Akiva Udasa, must be teaching me what Rabbi Akiva wanted to teach. Tamar Rabbi Akiva, Ani Ovin Va'adun Lefanecha, I will explain and I will elaborate. Kol Makom Shata Motzei Har Gavoa V'Given Sa V'Eitz Ra'anan Tash Yesham Avodz Chavim. It's there to teach me where to find the Avodah Zarahs. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and hold that a tree that's planted and ultimately is worshipped later on does not become an Avodah Zarah is the same as a mountain and his mutter. What do they do with the pasuk of Hashem Tishvun Be'esh? When do you ever have a tree that you actually have to burn? No, that's only about a tree that initially was planted. But doesn't he also, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudin, also need the pasuk to tell me about a tree that was initially planted l'shem Avodah Zarah, that it's Asrbana? How does he know that a tree that was planted benignly and then was worshipped is also Asr? So Achinami, you're right, he would learn it from that same pasuk. Eli Ilan Shantal B'Sof Avada Minalei, how does he know that a tree that's planted stam and then later worshipped, how does he know that it's Asrbana? Nafkalei Mei V'Ashreim Tigadeyun. He learns it from the pasuk V'Ashreim Tigadeyun, that there is an Asherah that you don't have to burn the entire thing, you only need to chop it down. That part of it is mutter, part of it is Asr. Vezu Eitz Shegiduo Asr, what is a tree that only that which grows from it afterwards is Asr V'Yikaro Mutter, but the base of that tree is going to be Mutter? Havyomer Ilan Shantal B'Sof Avada, that must be a tree that started out okay and only later was worshipped. V'Ashreim Tishvun Be'esh Kanasav LaTalmuda, but that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda quoted the pasuk Vashem Tzitz from Beish, not the pasuk Vashem Tzigadeyun. So how can we say that the limud is from Vashem Tzigadeyun? So ilu lo nemar kamar. What Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was saying is, had the pasuk not said Vashem Tzishafun, I would not have been able to learn Vashem Tzigadeyun to not darshan v'lo etranan Elohim. It's only because it says Vashem Tzishafun that we have a pasuk Vashem Tzigadeyun to contradict that drasha. Meaning, ilo nemar tishrafun be'esh, had it not said to burn the Asherah tree, ha'yis yomer ashrayim tigadeyun, ilo shenantal mitchil lekach. I would have said, you know when you chop down an Asherah tree that was planted initially for that purpose, but ha'ashad tichsiv ashrayim tishrafun be'esh, now that I have a pasuk that says ashrayim tishrafun be'esh, ayater le v'ashrayim tigadeyun, lilo shenantal b'sof avado. So we it's left extra in the pasuk, v'ashrayim tigadeyun, to teach us about a tree that was originally planted benignly and ultimately was worshipped. So and that's how we know that you cannot darshan v'lo etz ranon Eloheim, that in fact a tree can become an Avodah Zarah. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who hold that a tree that was planted and later was worshipped is mutter, and the tree that was planted originally, we learn from Hashem Tisrafun, Hai Vashem Tikadeyun, my Avdile, what do they do with Vashem Tikadeyun? Ben Levi, they use it to teach what Rabbi Shimon Levi taught. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Gidui Avodos Kochavim Kodmin L'Kibush Eretz Yisrael. When the Jewish people have to go into Eretz Yisrael, their first job is to chop down all the Avodah Zarah trees before they conquer the entire land. V'Kibush Eretz Yisrael Kodem L'Biur Avodos Kochavim. But they should finish conquering before they totally destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. The Tani Rav Yosef Nitatz Mizbechosam Bahanach V'Shibartem Mizmat. That you should crush their mizbechos and then leave them there. Don't burn them yet. Break their matzevos and then leave them there. Don't burn them yet. V'hanach salgadaitach, leave them there. Sreifa boy, but they need to be burnt. Amrafuna redov v'acharkach sof. Yeah, they need to be burnt, but not at this very moment. Go and finish chasing after all the Avodah Zarah and getting rid of everything, and then you'll burn it. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Haisvar Minale. Where does Rabbi Yossi learn that the mitzvah of chopping down the Asherah trees comes before Kibush HaAretz? Nafkalei mi abeid ta'abdun. Abeid, V'achar kach ta'abdun, first conquer, and then you'll go and you'll destroy everything. V'Rabbanan learn from the Pasuk Abei Ta'abdun, Hami Ba'ilei Lokar Avodah Zarah Shetzarech L'Sharei She'achareha, that when you're uprooting Avodah Zarah, you need to seek it out and look everywhere and totally uproot it. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah L'Sharei She'achareha Minale, where does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah learn this din, that you need to be M'Sharei She'achareha? Nafkalei, he learns it from the Pasuk, V'Ibadetem Eshemam Mena Makom Hahu, which sounds like after you break it down, you then have to go destroy it. And the Rabban would say, no, you know what that pasuk is teaching me? To come up with a mocking nickname for an Avodah Zarah. How do I know that if you uproot an Avodah Zarah, that you have to root it out? Because the pasuk says, v'ibadtem eshemam, that you should get rid of any zecher of the Avodah Zarah. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Elazar, "Valo kvar nemar abei tabdun." The pasuk already says abei tabdun, and from there we learn that it's not enough to be oker the avodah zarah, but you have to be misharish achareh and get rid of any zecher of it. Im kein matamam v'ibadim shemam in hamakom ahu lechanos l'shem. V'ibadim shemam in hamakom ahu must be telling me to come up with mocking nicknames of the avodah zarah. Well, yachol l'shvach, it just tells me nicknames. Maybe it's complimentary nicknames. L'shvach sal kadeitach. Would you really have such a havamina that the Torah is telling me to come up with complimentary nicknames for an Avodah Zarah? Come on. Now, I may think you're just not allowed to say its proper name, but the nickname doesn't have to be specifically derogatory. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says, Shaskets tishakatsenu, v'sa'av tisa'avenu, ki cheremhu, that you should make it disgusting, despicable, and make it clear that that's how you think about it. Haketzad, hayu koronos ha-beis galia, if they would call the beis avodah zarah beis galia, koronos ha-beis karia, you should call it by a much lower name, beis karia. If they would call it Ein Kol, like the eye that sees everything, you should call it Ein Kotz, the eye that has a thorn in it. Tani Tana, Kamed Rav Sheshes, Ovdei Chavma, Ovdei Mesahar, Mesagvaos, the Ovdei Chavma that worship the mountains and the valleys, Hein Mutarin, the mountains and the valleys themselves are Mutar, Va'ovdeyan, but those that worship them, Besayif, are still Chayiv Misa, for committing such an Avodah Zarah, even though that which they worship doesn't take on the status of a Ne'evad. Es Hazram, Es Hayirakos, and when they worship plants and vegetation, Hein Asurin, the Zraim and the Irakos, the actual plants become Asurbana, Vovdeyan, Besayif, and the people who worship them are Chayiv Sayif. Amaleis, Rav Shesha said, Damalachmani, who's the one that, who's the Tana that taught this price? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi, Tamri Ilan Shenatel, Besof Avado, Asur, because he's the one that holds that a tree that's planted and then ultimately is worshipped, is Asur. Velokma Bilan Shenatel Mitchil Lekach. Why doesn't Rav Shesha say that the price is talking about a tree that was planted originally for Avodah Zarah, V'Rabbanan, and the din of the Brisa would even follow the Shita of the Chum? Why do you have to say that it's going Dafka like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yuda, and we're talking about plantings that you did the Shem Avodah Zarah and then were then worshipped? So lo sal kadaitach, the katani dum yadahar, mahar shalomitav mitchil lekach, af hainami shalomitav mitchil lekach. You cannot say that's what the Brisa means, because the Brisa says that we learn the difference between Zroim and Yirakos, which become Asr when you worship them, and mountains, on the other hand, which should not become Asr. So you see, clearly, we're talking about the types of Zroim and Yirakos that are like a mountain. What do we mean, like a mountain? That just like a mountain was obviously not made originally l'shem Avodah Zarah, because God made it originally, so too, we're talking about the types of plants that were not made originally l'shem Avodah Zarah. They were only worshipped subsequently, and only Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would hold that such things become usher. So that's how we know it's following specifically the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop there and pick up on the Bava Menalef at Itmar next time.